Hi, this is Bob McDonald, and welcome to Differentiate or Die, the Firebrick Consulting podcast series that focuses on the keys to great positioning. On this edition, Firebrick founder Bob Wright and I are going to be talking about positioning with Bill Connor, CEO of SonicWall, a major spinout from Dell. Bill's career has already spanned more than 30 years across the high-tech industry, and he has become an expert in corporate turnarounds. In his career, he has led key divisions at AT&T. He took Nortel into data with the $9 billion acquisition of Bay Networks. More recently, prior to SonicWall, as president and CEO of Entrust, he re-engineered the tech-led company to be customer and market-driven. And as a result, he increased the value of the private equity investment in Entrust by 6.5 times when it was sold less than 4 years later. Bob, why don't you get things rolling?
Bill, thank you very much for joining us today. You were brought in as a change agent at SonicWall. Could you share with us a little bit about how important positioning is to that transformation effort?
Yeah, it was really fundamental, Bob, as you well know. Coming out, SonicWall is a 28-year-old company. So in security, it's been in network security for a long time. But when you got bought by Dell, clearly the SonicWall brand became less important because Dell was the master brand. And SonicWall got buried more as a security brand under it. And then also, you know, a lot of different go-to-market under Dell with its Dell's direct touch, its own partners and suppliers, where SonicWall had been fundamentally a channel-led company. So one of the real needs around this for positioning, it just like any company, there's kind of four things that drive it: strategy, new product, go-to-market changes, and you know, when your positioning and messaging is kind of either getting attacked or it's bleached out, as you and I would say. And in SonicWall's case, we really needed to evolve coming out of Dell, one, to reposition the master brand SonicWall, but more importantly, our strategy had changed. We were now, you know, a full platform company, not just a firewall company. Lots of new products and capabilities and platforms, and a completely different go-to-market than it had been previously. And, you know, when you're in security, we might be 28-year-olds, but you're competing with people like Palo Alto and Fortinet and Checkpoint, a lot bigger companies in terms of that. So all four of those checks were the required need for us to strengthen and change our positioning coming out of Dell and come in again here soon.
And when you're looking, Bill, at that positioning pillar as a component of this effort, what are your thoughts about using an outside firm like Firebrick to facilitate that process versus trying to manage it in-house?
Yeah, really good question. I mean, fundamentally, you got to use someone outside. In our case, it was kind of good because coming out of Dell, we had previous SonicWall employees. As I came in and brought new leadership in from Entrust and other places I have been, you've got a good melting pot of new thoughts and old thoughts. But the problem is you got to put them together and you've got to create uniqueness. And, you know, the old differentiation model for me is all about creating value. And if you don't have someone that will not let you speak your own or eat your own dog food, then you're going to be in trouble. And it's really security changes by the hour and by the day. So getting it right is not easy. And, you know, everybody has a certain look and feel, you know, lots of hoodies, lots of dark web, and the sky is falling kind of positioning out there. Getting some people that understand, like Firebrick did, the technology space, knew the Silicon Valley culture, but also with me, passionate about marketing and it's important to differentiation to the company, your lead, your top line, and more importantly, your inside feel of you as being a new and improved company.
Hey, Bill, you're just coming out of the positioning process, and we just did some very successful validation of the positioning message. But from your vantage point right now, what do you see the value and benefit of going through the Firebrick positioning process?
One, it's very accurate. I'm an engineer by training, in my school training anyway, and a sales and marketing guy in operations. So to me, what Firebrick brought with this process is that a quick fire process where you could put your literally your best and brightest thoughts with your best and brightest people down, debate them. They would, you guys pushed us around. And out of that, you get a forged position that, as you know, Bob, we just tested out in the market. We'll be going out next year with it. But it's really a differentiating pillar. I call it a bedrock. It's the bedrock of a company. A company's position has got to be its bedrock for whatever value and services it creates. So that delivers top line. It delivers a share of voice. It delivers integrity and morale to the employees and a sense of ownership and pride, not just for your own employees, but your channels, your partners, and ultimately a sense of differentiation for your customers that they can resonate with.
Sticking with the Firebrick process just for a moment, since it is all fresh in our collective minds having worked together, you know, a key part, as some of our listeners may know, of the Firebrick process is a 2-day intensive workshop that's kind of like cornerstone for the whole process. How would you describe those 2 days to the listeners?
Well, I think it's no different than when you do roadmap reviews, product reviews. You know, those are a day of time you do go-to-market reviews or funnel reviews. It's very similar. It's intense. You've got to have the right people in the room. And if you have the right people in the room, the process will, it's kind of like building a house. You can see the house you want to build, but it kind of is like an accordion. It gets bigger, it gets smaller, it gets, oh, are we doing too much? Are we doing too little? Or do we need to change this? Do we need to change that? That process is very similar. But the good thing is it's been done enough that when you get to those tough moments and you're not sure, you work through them. Sure enough, out through it will end up a bedrock position that you can defend and take to market, which is why we just went for the market test on it. We all bought in and drank the Kool-Aid inside and with Firebrick. But, you know, as a CEO and a sales marketing guy with over 20,000 partners around the world, that's a bitty, a pretty big project to land to make sure it hits in our 215 countries, 20,000 partners, and also our new swim lanes as we go direct touch to governments and enterprise. So that was the benefit of the 2 days. It's the best investment a CEO and a head of sales and marketing can make. And you got to make it as a team, and you got to make it at the top to force that kind of involvement and the kind of people that you need to work with as opposed to who you worked with previously.
You mentioned in there that it was important to have the right people in the room. Describe what right people means in terms of the mix or the makeup of who needs to participate in a process like this.
That's very, very important, at least in the way I think of things. That to me, it starts at the CEO. If a CEO doesn't believe in a bedrock and a positioning strategy, then I don't know what's more important, because it is the foundation of everything you do, from product to service. You name it. So to me, I think it's got to start with a CEO, because at the end of the day, the buck stops there. So that's what it did with me. When I met Bob almost a year ago now, it started with us. And it wasn't right for us to get together on positioning until, you know, a couple of months ago. And I knew it was right. I knew it was coming, but I knew my company wasn't ready from the product standpoint, to go to market, and just intellectually and maturity wise. It was ready, and we got the people together, and literally product marketing, product management, limited engineering, much on sales and sales engineering, and marketing and service. So those were the key teams that we had there. Our group was a little bit larger than most, but it was because of the earlier discussion I had with 28 years of experience with some people. It was really important to have them represented so we didn't lose the DNA of the company as we reposition it, but we repositioned it as kind of a phoenix coming out in the new positioning that we just created. So I think it's really important to have the functional representation. I would try to keep it smaller unless you have situations like we had here at SonicWall. But then there's a different responsibility that the Firebrick team played and I played in making sure in a larger group you can get to the right outcome.
Bill, you had mentioned the right moment for positioning and knowing when that is. What do you feel needs to be in place for that right moment to happen?
Yeah, that's really, really important, Bob. And you and I talked about it, and I really appreciated your patience in not trying to push this before we're ready. Four things had to come together for us. One, as I mentioned, strategy. Our strategy relative to the business model and where we wanted to go. And we've been mostly an SMB company, and we were increasingly going into enterprise and government. So that was a strategy decision that our ownership, Francisco Partners and Evergreen, part of Elliott, made with me a year and a half ago. And that changed. The second piece was then by nature, our products are changing. And we are literally launching, we've done 162 million lines of code of development since we carved out of Dell in those 3 years. But the next set of products are really positioning us in the cloud and the next generation that governments and enterprises will rely on with the same values we had previously around security, efficacy, and cost and those kind of capabilities. We also had a change in go-to-market because clearly with 20,000 partners, a new set of partners call on government and large enterprises. And that means you got a direct touch group that will literally go sit down with customers to touch them and touch the brand and touch the product and the roadmaps and the service. So all of that came together in our positioning requirement and the timing of that. So we had it adequately enough in advance of the market launch, get the people on board, get the partners on board. And as you mentioned, Bob, just finished our focus group testing, which came back extremely positive.
The right moment is everything. And once that moment occurs and the company is ready, you know, you're a veteran B2B tech executive. How did the Firebrick process compare to other positioning initiatives that you experienced during your long career?
I'll be honest, Bob, it doesn't compare to any because having been an engineer, I've always loved measuring marketing. And while everyone kind of in marketing has a process, very few have them staffed with ex-CMOs, ex-sales guys, ex-product guys that really are differentiated around technology and marketing and business. If you can compress that like you guys had with the talent you have, bringing it to bear in 2 days and then bringing it to bear outside of the two-day workshop, as you work through, you know, the outcomes of those sessions, I've just have not seen it. And, you know, I shouldn't say it here, but especially at that price point. And price point to me was worth what I paid for. I'm still amazed for the cost of that position because it's incredibly affordable relative to the value it's going to generate within this company in the top and bottom line. And then secondarily, the cost in terms of people involvement. I mean, we spend more than 2 days in product reviews and funnel reviews. A lot of companies just don't spend that kind of quality process time on the most important thing, and that's your value proposition and its differentiation.
Bill, thank you very much for joining Bob and me today for this edition of Differentiate or Die. And to our listeners, we invite you to enjoy the whole series of podcasts that we've created on the Firebrick website, firebk.com. This is Bob McDonald signing off for Firebrick Consulting.